Okay, so let's start. We got it. It's time. We can start. We believe in starting on time. So we want to do Taisis. There's a few Taisim here. So let's start the Taisis. Take a Nami. Kaldemis. So what's the Deganami? So Taisis says, I'm sorry, I skipped the first Taisis. Oven. Gemara makes a diik. Time of the Ika Oitzer. Oven. So therefore, that was a kasha on Rava. It was a kasha on Rava. The Gemara is asking a kasha on Rava. Rava, you say even when it's like a boar, you can't be Simei. Here we have a diik. Time of the Ika Oitzer. Oitzer is some oven. Oitzer is oven. Oitzer is oven. So it's a kasha on Rav. Okay, so obviously the Maksha who has this kasha did not know the Chayra. Question is, did the Maksha know this Brisa? But the Brisa said that you could be Simech. So according to what we said yesterday, it could be he did know it, right? That what comes out. Depends. Because if according to what we said yesterday with the Nesivis, the Brisa is not necessarily a raya to Rava. So it could be that even the Maksha knew the Brisa. He just didn't know the svara of Tira Shiny. According to the Poshib Shat, not like the Nesivis, the Maksha did not know the Brisa, right?
Taifas is not like the Taifas. We know it's not like the Nesivis, right?
Taivis is not like the Nesivis. Well, at least in some points. We don't know at every point. But okay.
And the point that he feels that the Brisa does present the Kash Anavai.
Right. Yes, that's true. So the Chayra, you have to say that the Maksha did not know the Brisa, Pashtas. Okay, let's continue. Holek Goetzer Ovid. Have Matzin Shinui. Would the Gileka Lot Samech? Yes. Oh, now there's a few things in this Taivis that's strange. The first thing is I always like the Bach. The Bach comes along. In other words, Taivis is bothered, apparently, that in all the other answers, the Gemara gives us the answer. So why the Gemara give the same answer here like they gave above? And for Taisus, who then they could have? Right? That's a very simple Taisus, Pashas. Now, comes on the Bach, and the Bach changes the Gerasa. We have the Havla Kosher Oitzer, and the Bach changes it to Havla Dahani Kosher Oitzer. So what was the Bach bothered by? What's he changing the Gerasa for?
There were other cases in the Mishnah that were very good specimens for Havla.
In
If
other
it's
words, right. In other words, we already the Gemara before by the Tanur, Shlosha min ha'kalya shein da'a min ha'safa. This is Hokam Ashra on the Havla Kosher Kaiso. So we already learned that Chiddush, that
the
Havla
Kaiso, there's an Eitzer.
Kaiso. Oh, but the question is a good point that this is an Eitzer. So why would he? That's an excellent point. Thank you, Shmuel. I forgot that. You got me. So.
What I meant was that maybe we should have used the same materials, though.
I don't know. It's different in this case.
But they're both Havilah. If you're trying to show Havilah's Kosher Leitzer, you're going to have to make a new case.
Okay, but I hear. So maybe
But
another.
maybe that's exactly his point, that the Havla Dahani, not every Havla is Kosher Leitzer.
That's what the Bach is saying, right? Exactly.
In other words, the Bach changed Hani because he's saying what was bothering the Bach? So you're saying the Bach is bothered if you're going to say that it's Havla Kosher Oitzer, that would be a Shver of Shav, because then why didn't it pick the other case, the same cases? So since it picked a different case, so you have to say that it's only Havla Dahani. Okay, I hear.
Look at the Masoras Hashas.
And not that Havla. Like, why is it Mistaver that there are different Havlas? I'm sorry, what's Rabbi Melzer?
I think it says by Masoras Hashas also, the little bays, he changes it to honey.
Where? I don't have that.
It's like a queen of the honey, no?
Where? In Taisvis?
That's not going on this case.
It's the same word. No, it's on the Gemara.
Oh, that's Kosel. Yeah,
Kosel, right. Okay. Anyway,
the same thing by Kosel.
So you're saying, now the question is, what's bothering the Bach? So you're saying that the Bach was bothered. Why don't you pick different case, the same case before? Teretz is, they wanted to tell you that Tahani, I mean, the Havla Tahani. But I still don't understand. And I can wonder that halacha and ma'isa, there's a difference between one hevel and the other hevel. I mean, is that true? I would think hevel is hevel. You know, your kasha should have teach me the same thing. So hagufa at the end. So you're going to tell me halacha and ma'isa, let's say according to Abaya, that says, not according to Abaya, according to, if you didn't have the svara of Dira Shiny, or if you're in Abaya, if you were in Abaya, let's say you come afterwards, you know, the Oitzer came first, so you're not allowed to do these things. So only these things you're not allowed to do, but other types of Havla you're allowed to do.
Before we get to our sugya, just reading the Mishnah, we wouldn't assume that the Mishnah is being somewhat specific.
No, well, first of all, according to Gemara's Maskana, it picked these cases because Dira Shiny. So these cases are only because of Dira Shiny. So that's why I picked these cases, according to the Emes. But according to the Havami, Tavis is Havamina, that it's not because of Dira Shiny, but it's just to teach you that Havla Kosher Kaliso. So you're going to tell me it's only these cases and not other cases.
Isn't that true from the reading of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is being pretty specific?
Yeah, they're picking normal cases. These are normal cases.
What about all the examples that the Mishnah had before? The Gefes, the Melach, the Slime, these things I would not be allowed to put in my house if there's an Otar on top?
Mistaminat. If there's a Mistaminat, no.
I would have said that a nachtoim and a
she said the norm is that these things you put in a chatzer, and these things you put in the house. I don't know, we should check the Shulchan Aruch. If you're making a face at me, you know, I saw a face. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. According to Halacha Lemaisa, if the Eitzer came first, so we say Havla Kosher Eitzer. So what about other forms of Hevel? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Yisabo Chanes, Tachas Eitzer Chavero, Lo Yasibo Lo Nachtum, Lo Seva, Lo Revis Bucker, Lo Yakisum Aspas, what? The Kiyotzim Hem, Zvarim Shaodem Hem Hevel, Ham Harbe. So he adds, Zvarim Shaodem Hem Ham Harbe. So maybe you want to say that there are different levels of Ham.
Maybe it's different here because it goes upwards. Maybe it's different because it goes upwards. These dafka, the other ones go against it. They're connected. The oitzers, we're talking about there's two different floors. So normally you don't have a problem. Over here, the smoke and the baking, whatever it is going upwards.
I hear.
Havel, heat always rises.
Right. So that's but now not every hevel by coastal with right. With but I'm yeah. saying by where is it by the olives or something like that. There's you can't put it in by the okay. wall. I think it's, I don't know.
I mean, where it says it's lapped off because of these things, but other things too. But he says that to be a harvey. So you want to say that what the bach means that these are harvey, while the other ones before weren't harvey, and that's why you picked this, you changed the case.
The person was allowed to put a regular oven in there. He's allowed to put a regular tanner in his house, and that's before we say diva shiny. So you see that certain levels of heat, you would be allowed to.
Think even if the ice is there, Eddie. You're
even assuming. If the ice is there, yeah.
Okay, so you want to say that? So I mean, it's just funny. So what was bothering the Bach to change the Gersa? So because
why argue on Rashi? Because the Bach doesn't have a right to make a different ukimta than Rashi does, and he doesn't see anything from Tysus, right? So he can't add anything in Pshat and Tosfos more than Rashi said,
no,
right?
Because Sandy is saying the Bach had a kasha, and Tosfos is making an ukimta that is coming to teach you a chiddush. No one else says this. That it's coming to teach you that chav lekasha the oitzer. No one else said such a thing. So he's saying, how could Tosfos have a havamina that is coming to teach you that chav lekasha the oitzer? If it wanted to teach you that, it should have used the same cases that it taught you that chavla kasher the chutzer. Why does it change the case? It just one is a chiddush as kasher the oitzer, and one is a chiddush as kasher the chutzer, but stick with the same cases. So there's in Tosfos's teretz that no one else says we have a kasha. So why did it switch the case as far as the form of the heat? So therefore, you have to answer that it's not every havla is kasha, only these havla. So the in order to answer the akasha that's on Tosfos's teretz, that's not on anyone else, you have to say that these havlas are special. That's what that you're saying.
Yes, I'm just saying the inverse of that means that if there was no Tosfos, we would say it's taka not special, and everybody knows that whatever that is, right?
Without Tosfos. We didn't have this kasha. We would have said that it's just time hevo, and hevo is hevo. I don't know about
that. Rashi points out. I was just trying to say that Rashi points out that dafka these are kasha for these things.
Why does Rashi say dafka these?
Rashi points out to Lovers by Hareach kasha lehen.
That's Reach. Reach is something completely nothing to it. Hevo.
Yeah, but that's Refes Bakers by Oitzer Lisha Revishem Yaina Ash kasha lehen.
The Reach.
But Rebbe, there's not even a chiddush.
Wait. Rashi says a ushin. Rashi is a smoke. Rashi doesn't know it's a hevel. Rashi is a smoke. Tosfos in the previous Tosfos argued with Rashi. We skipped that Tosfos. Okay, I hear. Now I want to go further, but I just for the record, I don't know if this is worth too much, but I just have to say my apikorsis. I had a different shot, and it's shtiko apikorsis, is that the Bach had a problem that it's not true. How can you say Hokamashmanon the Havla Koshanikaitzer by Refes Bakker Pashtus is no Hevel? Rashi says Refes Bakker is a Reach. Right? Rashi said that, there's in the other two, the first two, Tosfos says it is a but Tosfos never argued with Rashi as far as Refes Bakker. Refes Bakker, Rashi said, is because of the Reach. Now, it happens to be the guys pointed out to me that Rabbeinu Gershon actually says that Refes Bakker also has Hevel. But I wanted to say, my apikorsis, that Tosfos, the Bach maybe did not see the Rabbeinu Gershon. And therefore, he assumed, like the pastors, that Refes Bakker, where does Refes Bakker come to have Hevel? I mean, the Rabbeinu Gershon is a little radical that Refes Bakker has Hevel. What is it, Hevel and Refes Bakker? I don't know. So the Parshat shot is, like Rashi, that Refes Bakker is Reach. So the Bach was bothered by the Gersotites. It's not true. This one of the three cases is not Havla. So
when he's saying Havla Dahani, he's referring to what?
So you're getting accessory, now you're getting from apikorsis. The Bach changed the word hevla to hani. He took out the word hevel. That's my apikorsis. The Bach did the exact same thing that they did in the Gemara. That in the first case, the Marsha takes out the word hevel and switches it to hani, right? Or he says, whatever, I don't know if he took out, right? In other words, because the Marsha said that since some of the cases, the Sloim is not hevel, so therefore, you have to take out the word hevel and stick in honey.
Yeah, so but the guess on the Bach is the honey.
Okay, so
he doesn't.
I mean, Karsis is it's a misprint. Now, but the Bach did is the Bach took out the word hevel, and he said the word hevel is supposed to be honey, exactly like the Misaras HaShas says in the Gemara, exactly like the Marsha did to the Marsha. That he changed the word hevel and hani. We get this giant machlokes, whether we have the word hevel or hani, which is a gerusa. The marshal says regards hevel. The marshal says regards hani. Right? That was, and the Masoret HaShas also changes hevel to hani. So here also, the Bach says apparently the word hevel and hani are interchangeable in this svarim. And the Bach says hevel and hani, they're close. They're close in writing. They're almost written, you know. Two of the three of that is almost the same. So the Bach wrote that you have to take out the word hevla because there's no hevla and change it to honey. So he added the word, he wrote, that goes up Bach, he wrote the word honey. And the person who printed that Bach didn't realize that he's taking out the word hevla and changing it to honey. So instead, he wrote hevla to honey. Okay, hevla happy Carson. Right? You know, there's the printer misunderstood what the Bach was doing. The Bach really took out, changed the word hevel to hani, and he thought he's adding the word to hani, right?
If the printer had the Masoret HaShas on the Marsha, he probably should have realized.
Okay, I don't know. The same printer. In other words, we have to find, well, I don't think, Sandy, you're going to be able to help us. We have to find the Ksav Yad of the Bach. So my taina is on the Ksav Yad of the Bach. The Bach wrote, on that word, he wrote the word hani. He wrote the word hani on top of his tesis. And the printer thought, oh, he's adding the word hani. But he wasn't adding the word hani, he was switching it. Okay, anyway.
Back for 1 minute on Sandy's suggestion in the Bach. The pshat is that he's bothered. Why did switch the example from by Kosel? And if you're not Tosus, then what's your answer to that question? Because they wanted to teach us Dirashani.
It wasn't teaching you Havla Kosha.
What was it teaching?
Havla Shani.
It was teaching Dirashani.
It was teaching whatever it's teaching you. I don't know. But right. In other words, it was teaching you that it's mutter. It wasn't trying to teach you Havla Kosha to Kosha. If I cared, for the simple shot, it's teaching you that it's mutter for some reason. But Ketavis is working in a Hava Mina that we're going to say that really it's Aser, and it's teaching you the Havla Kosha. No one else says such a possibility.
I understand, but I'm saying you still have to explain, even if it's teaching you that it's Mutter, that there's some reason it had to change the case.
It's Mutter because it's Dira Shiny, so okay. Only these are Mutter. Okay, anyway, what's a big Ashan Taisa? So the sheet that I sent you, okay, I'm leaving my fun, which is, you know, whether it's apikarsis, not apikarsis. I don't know if it's such apikarsis, but the problem that the sheet has is Tavis is a very strange taisis, because even though Tavis makes a statement avimotzi l'shnuye, obviously Tavis is not saying this for his health. Right? Tavis is not. Oh, by the way, I have an interesting thing to let you know. Like who cares? Like why is Tavis saying this? So Parshat Shat. Tavis is saying this because he has a kasha. Tavis has a kasha that he's bothered by. He can't sleep at night. Why didn't Sit have in a shnuye? So why didn't the Gemara answer that? And Tavis is thinking about this kasha, and he skips the question. Otherwise, this Tavis, Parshat Pshat, is he's giving the answer with skipping the question. And you figure out the question from the answer. The question is, why didn't the Gemara answer this and this? Answer is, Avi Matzeh Neshnuye. That's the Parshat Shat and Taisis. Right? I hope so. Shmuel looks like you're going to scream at me. But no, that's Parshat Shat. So Taisus
has to be there's a Rashash that argues on Taisus that says Taisus can't really talk, you can't answer to such a thing.
I'm just right. saying. So the problem is, what was Taisus's big problem? There's such a simple solution. Taisus is saying a daichik. Having matzei v'shnuye is obviously a shtickel daichik. The Gemara could have answered. So if they could have answered, so why didn't they answer? They answered it before. All the other Gemaras, they answered it. So it's a little, Taisus's answer, I'm not, obviously we're not coming to argue with Taisus, but Taisus has a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara answer this? And he said they could have. So then why didn't they? They could have. So it's a shtickel daichik, because especially since all the other answers five times before, the Gemara gives exactly that answer. So if they could have said the same answer, they should have given the same answer. You know, that's in the go in the swing of things. So Kachip shot is Taisus. Oh, so but Taisus was bothered. The Taisus, what can he do? Taisus is stuck. And because he has a problem that the Gemara should have answered this. So Taisus has to say, hey, v'chayra daichet gadol, having matzah shnuye. So the problem is that the Rashash said, I didn't see the Rashash, but it's what Rashash say that you couldn't say this. Why not?
Yayin or something.
What?
The Yayin.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was going to say. The Parshup shot is you can't say it because the Mataris didn't say it because he knew the Brisa. In other words, Parshup shot, the simple answer is that the Mataris, they asked the Kasha and Rava. Now, the Mataris, very likely the Mataris knew the Deganami. We don't know who said Deganami. Was it the same person or the third person? You know, there's a Maksha, there's a Mataris, and there's Deganami. So it is very possible to say that the Mataris knew was the one that said the Deganami, or at least it's very possible to say that he knew the Brisa. Okay, maybe the Maksha is Mukhruch, he didn't know the Brisa. That was what the Dove pointed out. Right. But the Mataris, it's very likely he knew the Brisa. So what's Taivis's big earth-shattering problem? That why didn't the Gemara answer this and this? And to which Taivis has to come on to a tremendous daichik. That they could have answered, but they didn't. Say a simple answer. He didn't answer that because he knew the Brisa, and it's not true. The person has a choice. Person has a choice of two answers. One answer is true, and one answer is not true. He's going to say the answer that's not true. Obviously, he's going to say the answer that's true. He's not going to say an answer that's not true. If he would have answered that's a sheker because he knows the price says not like that. So it's a very simple answer to Taisus's kasha. So why is Taisus saying such a daichik?
Even though it's the answer, but it's the next lemaise. It's the next step of the answer.
It's very likely that the Mataris knew it. So the Mataris, you type into the kasha. Why didn't the Mataris say this? So say because the Mataris knew the next step was such a simple answer.
But if we go in order, I thought that the reason why Taisus would say it in structure is because it's much better. It's much better answer to say Dira Shiny, because then I can have a Baya also being made to the whole Dira Shiny. There's the world of Dira Shiny. It's not Shan Samech Natsamech. Everybody is right in Dira Shiny. It's much better.
You're asking a different gosh on Taisus. But Taisus, you're not helping Taisus. You're making Taisus worse. Taisus is bothered by Akasha. Why didn't the Gemara give this answer? And Taisus's answer is I don't say it's the biggest daichik in the world. We do have this answer at places, but it's a daichik. Havi matzah neshnuye. It's a shtickle daichik because right. If it was havi matzah neshnuye, then they should have been a shnuye. So why didn't Taisus give a much, much simpler answer? That the Mataris was wrong.
Right. They can have two answers which are both correct, but if one is far better answer, Taisus is pointing out, have a matzli shnuye, we could have answered this.
But you can't answer it. A much better answer. You can't, because it's wrong. It's wrong. A W-R-O-N-G is midvar sheker tirchuk.
Why is it wrong?
Because the answer is going to say, Hudin Kileka Lo Samech. And the Braisa says, Beferish, Imhoya, the Braisa says, Imhoya Revis Bagar Kodemis, the Oitzer Mutter. So it says, Beferish, you could be Simech. So it's a Sheker. If they would have said that answer, they would have been over on saying Sheker. They would have said a lie. They would have misrepresented the halacha. So the Mitaritz, Tarit doesn't want to say a pshat that's wrong, that's sheker. So of course he's going to pick the pshat that's emes. What kind of problem this type is presenting? Why didn't the Mitaritz answer this? I'll say Pasha, because he knew the price. He knew it's not true.
So Tysus Lishitasa doesn't want to get involved, that it's really a cat. That would be a cash on a buyer.
I'm not saying the Mitaritz. Mr. Mitaritz.
Then it comes out, if the Braisa proves him wrong, then it's a cash on a buyer, right?
It doesn't prove a buyer is wrong. It proves that this line of Havimata Shnui is Rava, not a buyer. Havimata Shnui is saying that Rava is right.
I understand. Rava
is right, and that's wrong. Rava is not right in this situation, because either because of Dira Shiny, whatever it is.
Tosas be on the next step in the Gemara. Why is he going on the question? Shouldn't he go on the answer when the Gemara says Dirashayini? He should have said Havi Matzah the Shinui.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to do with that?
I'm not sure. I'm just adding it as you know.
He is talking about Havi Matzah the Shinui.
Okay. At this point, we don't know the answer yet. Okay. Wait for the answer and then say, oh, the Gemara could have answered something else.
What are you trying? You're trying to say that Tavis is bothered by. He's not bothered. I'm just trying to put words in your mouth. Tavis is not bothered. Why did the Gemara answer this? Because the Gemara didn't answer it because they couldn't know it's wrong. But Tavis is bothered. What was the Gemara's kasha? I don't think you can say that because.
No, you can't because the Gemara's been doing it for the past six cases.
Right.
No, that's not.
So it has to be a kasha on the answer. So, okay, so why Tavis wrote it here? I don't know.
I'm just making an observation.
So if you looked on the sheet, so they talk about this question. So Marie Ben Leif says, Marie Ben Leif is a big man. I don't want to, you know, I mean, there's a limit to my chutzpah, but not so much. That he says, he doesn't, the chayra tavis is tamua. What do you mean? How can you say this? So he says it's not true. And he's assuming the Iyu Yada. He's assuming that the Mitaritz is the one that said Dekanami. So he's assuming that Iyu Yada, he knew the Braisa. So he says the Efshir Mitaritz, the Ain Derech Hatarts and Mitaritz and Amanda Makshale, because what is Perek Maruba. The Makshin of Hiksha means the Yukud Masisin, the Tidig Oitzer, like Oitzer. But to me, that sounds pliatsuma. But he's saying that Tavis and Meruba had some kind of kasha, and Tavis is mechanish and Meruba. The other Tavis and Meruba doesn't say it's a klau and shas. He says that over there in Meruba, the Mitaritz gave an answer, which even though it was a bad answer, but he was just answering according to the das and the makshet. You know, he was just talking to the Maksha. According to you, you have no good kasha. I don't understand your problem. This, you know, so he was talking to the Maksha. So here also, Tavis means he could have done this. He could have. There were sometimes you do such a thing. You just answer according to the Das of the Maksha. So he should have done. So that's what he's saying. In other words, it's a legitimate thing to do. If the Gemara would do such a thing, we wouldn't have a plea. How could he answer such a thing? He knows it's not true. Enochinami, but he just wants to point out that you, Mr. Makshin, your logic are making a mistake because you don't know the Braisa. So you're making a mistake that you think you have a question because based on the information that you have, you should have asked a question. So it's like a way of, I don't know, not ranking out, but I mean, but correcting the Maksha for his mistake in judgment based on the information. You think that you have a kasha based on the information that you have. There's no valid kasha because being that you don't know the price, so then you could have given such an answer. So that's what the Mari Ben Leiv says.
Over there, he's not saying a sheker. He's just as another possible thing Tosis could have said. Why didn't Tosis take a better alternative? He went with a worse alternative, Lashita Samaksha. Here, right. It's much worse. He's actually introducing sheker.
Right. And to me, I hear, and I also think is, Tosis doesn't say in Maruba that they do it all the time in Shas. He just says that sometimes they did it. Over there, they did it. But again, we pointed out that Tosfos isn't saying this for his health. Tosfos saying, by the way, you should know, you must understand. Like, who cares? Parshat Shat, Tosfos is saying this because he has a problem. Tosfos is bothered by a problem. Why didn't the Mataritz answer this? So just because it happened one time in Shas that the Mataritz pointed out the mistake of the Maksha in his own logic, it's a kasha that the Mataritz is supposed to do this every single place in Shas. Like
that, the Rebbe Leiv says that. He says the Ein Derech Hataritz and Mataritz. He's saying it's a klal.
Okay, but that's I don't see. Look in Tavis and Maruba. Tavis and Maruba had a Havamina, not like it's saying. It's not like there's like a 55 Gemaras. Tavis and Maruba asked a kasha. Tavis and Maruba answered, that's what he did. I don't think Tavis and Maruba is saying this as a klal in Shas. He says they could do it. It's a legal thing to do.
Okay, is Rebbe arguing that the way I'm reading the Mir Ben Leiv, or Rebbe's just asking how the Mir Ben Leiv knows it?
Okay, I'm saying
it sounds like the Mir Ben Leiv is saying that it is a rule.
Tavis and Maruba definitely in his Hamina didn't think there's such a rule. Fakir, he thought that's against the rules. So Mehechi Tesi, so we get such a rule from Tosis. All Tavis and Maruba said is that one case over there, they did it.
He may be saying it's a rule.
This has to be the minig and gan shas, that every time you speak, you always do this. And you have a kasha if a person didn't do it. Tavis as Havamin and Maruba was, you shouldn't do it. Tavis' answer is he did this. So now, any time, any person, you know, the lashon that you can't ask a kasha from one person on another. So the fact that in one place they did it, so now you have a kasha all over Shas. Why don't they do it? Sounds a little strange. Okay, I mean, just it sounds a little strange, but we've been late.
He may not be saying
excited, and that's Tosfos' kasha. What?
He may not be saying that Tosfos is saying it's a rule. He may be saying it's a rule on his own, and he's simply bringing one example of where a Rishon utilizes it. He doesn't say that Tosfos says it's a rule.
Yeah. Okay, but
he's making up the rule. I'm just saying the quote of Tosfos is it's a strange tushdel, but it's not untrue. He's not claiming. He may not be claiming. The Tosfos says to rule.
Our Tosfos holds it to rule.
So that right. I thought everybody was asking, where does Tosfos and Maruba say it's a rule? Tosfos and Maruba never says to rule.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I'm not. Is it so clear that Maruba Ben Leiv is saying, he's attributing the rule to Tosfos?
So what is he saying? But he has to say that our Tosfos holds it to rule.
Yes.
So where would our Tosfos get such a thing from to ask the Kasha? Like Tosfos makes up a rule and then he asks the kasha. Tosfos and Bava Kamma and his Havamina definitely held that the rule is Pumfaket. So where would our Tosfos get such a thing that there's such a rule? And on that basis, he asks the kasha.
Isn't the rule being used for Tosfos' teretz, not for the kasha?
No, it's being used for Tosfos' question.
Right.
Tosfos has a question. Why didn't the Tana answer? Why did the Gemara answer this? Tosfos answers they could have, but they didn't. Okay. But what was the Mari Ben Leiv's problem? Is what's Tosfos' kasha? You could just say he didn't answer this because he didn't want to say an answer that's not right.
Oh, I thought he was asking on Tosfos' teretz. How could
Tosfos? No, he didn't answer Tosfos' question. Tosfos has a question, which the Havimotzei Lashinuye is just repeating over the question and the answer. The question is, why didn't they answer this? The answer is you're right. They could have answered it, but they didn't. But the problem, right? The chayra. Why else does Tovis say I'm a in a shnuya? It's because Tovis is bothered by a question. Why didn't they? Right? Other thing, why did Tovis make this statement? I'm a month in a shnuya. What does he gain for that? What does he stick his neck out for? Ferret says because Tovis had a kasha. It's an understood kasha. That's the chayra pashup sharan taisis. It's an understood kasha and taisis. Why didn't the Gemara answer this? And for taisis, really, you're right. They could have answered this, but they didn't because they didn't. They didn't. They had a different answer.
So structurally, doesn't seem to follow that whatever the answer for this question is what taisis is coming to teach us.
What? I mean, Martin is Shnui Hodin Kinekar Samach. I think Pashup Shan and Tivis is Tivis had a kasha. Why did Gemara answer this? And Tivis is Mechanesh. You know what? They could have and they just didn't. And it's not so terrible. It's not so terrible to say they could have and they didn't mention it. Because Atu Kirochla, sometimes the Gemara has more than one answer and they don't say it. But the question is, what's motivating Tivis to say what he says? So the Chaira, you have to say that Tivis has a kasha. He's not adding Hesberg. So Pashup Shad is I had a Rebbe. I happen to very much dislike that Rebbe, but whatever it is, he was in elementary school in sixth grade, because every comment in Rashi, we had to say, Rashi Shohel. And he used to say, who told you Rashi Shohel? But the Maisa in this, the Taisus, I think he's right. Taisus Shohel. There's an understood question. There's an understood question in Taisus. Otherwise, why Taisus writing? Taisus has why didn't the Gemara answer this? After all, they answered it before. So why didn't they answer it now? Taisus answers, you're right. They could have answered it, but they didn't.
But so obviously, you have to have some chiddush to make this answer that they could have said.
What?
There's going to have to be some answer why the answer that Tosfos is claiming the Gemara could have said is legal, right? We have to have some answer to the Maariv ben Levi's kasha. Whatever that answer is.
Well, the Maariv ben Levi is saying it's not legal. It really is not a legal answer, but it's only legal according to the misconception. You don't know the braisa.
So if we like the Maariv ben Levi, if we do, then we could say the Tosfos is coming here to teach us this klal. Because you all read the Gemara. There's no way the Gemara could have answered that answer because it's this checker. So Tosfos is coming to tell you, notwithstanding all your legitimate objections to the answer, let me tell you that you couldn't.
I don't know. I would find that hard to believe. That Tivis here is writing this Tivis, so you should have the Maariv ben Levi's kasha, so you should figure out backwards Maariv ben Levi's answer, so you should know this klal and shas. That was what Tivis wrote it for.
I would say the same thing for whatever we're going to answer. If we don't like the Maariv ben Levi, we have a different answer.
I would have said, yeah. if not the Maariv ben Levi, I would have said something in the same structure as the Nesivis of yesterday. The Nesivis of yesterday said that there's other ways of reading this Braisa. You can be creative. You can read this Braisa that even though the Gemara says Dekanami, but it's not, there are other ways of reading it. It can be read to in different ways, twisted. So the Gemara, the Tivis was bothered having much in the Shnuye. It's in Stira then to that Braisa. There are ways to read the Braisa that won't be in Stira.
I was thinking that it has to be a way to read that Braisa before. Otherwise, the Gemara should use that Braisa as a Kasha and Rava. Why doesn't Gemara start out? Where's the Kasha and Rava?
A Kasha and Abaya. A Kasha and Abaya.
Originally.
It would be a Kasha and Abaya.
No. I'm saying originally, isn't it a kasha? Without knowing Dirashaini, isn't it a kasha and Rava? Without knowing Dirashaini, I read this Braisa. It's a kasha and Rava. How does Rava talk? I have a very braisa against
him. No, but it's not based
Rashi
on.
Has a deal that it only said on, here and not anywhere else.
So it's based on the Mashi Rava.
We're in Tosfos. We're in Tosfos. In Tosfos, it would be a deal against Abaye then.
Then the guy against Rava.
Against Abaye. Because
I'm saying Rava.
If we don't know Dirashaini, If we don't know Dirush Ha'ini, we don't have the Kal V'Chomer.
So then we would have the dig.
So then we would say that here and everywhere else, sorry, Mutal Lismoch, sorry, would be like Abai, not Akasha and Rava, sorry.
There's two separate things. There's the Brisa, and there's the Diuk. The Brisa is against Rava, the Diuk is for Rava, right? The Brisa and the Diuk are two opposite things.
Well, only once you have Dirush Ha'ini.
It all depends. I'm not sure I agree with you, Sandy, because I'm under the impression that Tavis only said what he said so that he can leave a way out, an escape route for Abaya. But not that he really held that way. In other words, he obviously holds that way, but it's not that necessarily he held that way in Svara. I don't know if Tavis in Svara held that Rashi's wrong. Tavis might be just said it his way so that you can go ahead and give an answer for Abaya, but not that he held that it's Mukhluk, that it's Akasha, it's Mukhluk that Rashi is wrong. I don't know. Okay, anyway.
But the way Rebbe is trying to use the Nesivis for this, how can you really use it? Because all the Gemara is saying is Dirush Ha'ini. Dirush Ha'ini is true, regardless whether we're going to use it the way the Gemara used it.
But that's only based on the Diuk of, let's say Rashi Dig, why did it say it here and it didn't say it there? Okay, I don't know in other words, Tavis is saying, having Motzi the Meimar, that it's Usher. No, it doesn't have to do anything with Dirush Ha'ini. The Gemara is asking, Tavis says, having Motzi the Meimar is really Usher. So the Kasha is, it says Beferish in the Braisa, it's Mutter. So you'll say when the Brisa is saying it's mutter, it's talking about a different case. It's talking about a different case. The Nesivis, it's not the same Okimta as the Nesivis, I think, but just like the Nesivis was able to figure out a reading that Brisa is not a Kasha and Abaya. So you could, in the converse, say you could probably be creative and figure out that it's also not a Kasha and Rava.
But it still proves Dirush Ha'ini.
Okay, but that's a Dekanami. Okay, but that's not the Kasha. We're not dealing with it. The only Kasha that the Merib ben Levi is, how could David say who did not be Motzi the Meimar that it's Usher when it said Beferish is Mutter? Teretz is, it doesn't say Beferish is Mutter. There are other ways of reading the Brisa, to read the Brisa, that the Brisa doesn't mean as well. I'll give you an example. The Brisa says, according to the, that what the Brisa say? The Brisa says that if you made Emoitzer Revis Bakr Kodemis Oitzer Mutter. So if the Revis Bakr was Kodemis, you say, well, you're saying that no matter what, we're passing. Tavis says it's always Usser. Tavis saying it's always Usser. So how could you ever have a case that it's Kodemis? It's not possible. Tavis says it's Usser the Mamer. So how could you ever?
If he buys it, it's already there.
Okay, right. That's not bad. Who said that? I give them credit. Who I didn't hear. Oh, God, good, great. Right. In other words, maybe you could make it a kimta that when it says imhoisa revis bakar kodemes, is by elokeach. In other words, it's saying imhoisa revis bakar kodemes oitzer mutter means. If you bought the guy made the Mr. Oitzer made the Revis Bakr, and you bought it from the, so then you're mutter and you're allowed to stay, you know, you could read it. And I think there are, you know, that's a, for example, but that's not a bad for example. So saying that instead of saying like the Marie Ben Lay that Tysus is how much, you know, what Tavis means is Tavis looked at the Gemara before. The Gemara before always gave this answer. Tavis is bothered, give this answer now. What do you do with that Brisa? Brisa, come on, you know, we.
That doesn't fit. Rebbe's chat doesn't fit with two Tosas in from now. Pontosus asks, how does that bay deal with the Dekanami? He doesn't say that that bay has a different reading.
Well, no, this reading would not help a bay. Making the Braisa speak by the Keach will not help a bay, will it? If the Braisa is speaking by the Keach, because if I care, the Keach, it would still mean that by the, everywhere you have to make the diak that everywhere else it's usher, it would still be a kasha and a baya. Because it's only over here it's mutter, means everywhere else it's usher. Fakir, we're making a reading for Rava, not for a baya. We're making a different reading to make it parable in Rava, that even though it's usher, and the bride is saying it's mutter, because the bride is talking about some unusual case that it's mutter. But so that's what time is saying, that there's a way of really of figuring out maybe it's okay. Okay, that's decent. Okay, I just thought that the Marie Ben Lev is very daichik. Not that my child is so good.
How did Rebbe answer that part? The Brisa exists before the Gemara, no? What am I missing? The Brisa exists, right? Rava has a Shita. If we don't have a dichoy for this Brisa or something, right, then how does Rava Shita ever exist that this Brisa is a Kasha before Dirashaini? I just don't know. Right. We didn't get to the answer Dirashaini, so how did this Brisa ever exist with coexist with Rava?
No, you're not going to have to answer Dira Shiny.
I'm saying, no, before Dira Shiny, we had a Brisa, right?
Because once you see the Brisa proves Dira Shiny. Because you have Rashi or Tavis as Diak, then why does it say it over here and not everywhere else? It's proving Dira Shiny. So the moment you see the Brisa, with the Brisa comes as far as Dira Shiny. That's what the Gemara says, Dekanami, that the Brisa proves Dira Shiny. So Rava is no, the Brisa is great for Rava because the Brisa indicates the start of Dira Shiny. But the question is the Taisus, when he wanted to say who adin that it's Osir, how could Taisus have said such a thing when there's a Brisa says Fakir? So we're saying because you could theoretically read the Brisa in some manner that it could mean that it's Osir. It says it's mutter, so that's by the keach. It's some special case that it's mutter. Right? I don't know. But the Marie Ben Lay's answer is that Taisus Enochinami, that it's mutter is that it's usher is wrong. So it's very, I just find the Marie Ben Lay very strange. You know, there's weird, what's bothering Taisus? You say, well, Taivis holds that this is a rule in Shas that the Gemara is mechuyev to do this. Like you're mechuyev to do this. This is the right thing to do. Because you did it in Baba Kama, so you have to do it. And that was bothering Taivis. It just sounds so strange. You know, this. All right. Anyway, let's go further. But okay, it's a funny little Taivis. Okay, let's read the next Taivis. We got a few more dice to do. Take a nami, Nikhtani.
Sorry, Ezra, Rebbe read. I'm sorry, Rebbe wanted it. That's on this?
What?
The next piece on the sheet, the Shari Ezra.
Oh, it's just very similar to the Marie Ben Lev. He's really just working with the Marie Ben Lev. Awesome. Okay, let's go weiter. I think we're just going to go weiter. Take a nami, Tony, Moise, Rebbe's Bucker, Kodemis, because we have to finish before Shavuos. That's the diak. So many people, I already heard, the guy said it here too, is that Tavis is arguing with Rashi. How is Tavis arguing with Rashi in this Tavis?
Because the culture came.
In other words, Rashi just said, why do you see it here, not everywhere else?
And appetites to say culture cane if Gufa, we don't know the deer is as far, a deer shiny is as far.
I understand, type is a shver, but not there. But the chard is a machlekes. According to Rashi, the dig is simple. According to Rashi, you have a list of 20 things, And in one of them, you make an exception. You make some, so it's mashmah, it's only there. If I'm saying to 20 guys, Reuven gets $5, Shimon gets $5, Levi gets $5, Yehuda gets $5 and a trip to Hawaii. Zvulun gets $5. So you're not going to say, oh, he got a trip to Hawaii, everyone else gets. So why did I pick, was Epis pump the guy stuck in the middle? Maybe if you say it by the first one, so you can say it's him and who, then everyone else. You say it by the last one, it's him and everyone else. But why say it, Bidafka, only in the middle one? It's like, that's Parshat Shad and Rashi. It's a valid diak. But the fact that he said it in the middle one and not by anyone else is mashman, no others. But Taisus doesn't hold that's a diak. Taisus holds it's a diak is, whether it's type, it sounds like he's saying that the fact that you said it by one and not the others, that's not such a big deal. You said it by one, and we make a binyan out. So you took a dart, you threw it on there, you said it by whichever one. You felt like saying it. And there's no diak. It's only because you picked the wrong one. You picked the one to pick it by dira. That's the worst one to say it, because by Dira, there's a svar of Dira Shiny. And you by Rappis Bucker, you should have, why in the world did you pick the here when you should have, you wanted to pick one, you picked the other ones. Right? That's the Chayot Taivis. So Taivis is arguing with Rashi. No, the Chayra. The beauty of this is, that I assume, why did Taivis do that? So this is the question that we were arguing with Sandy. Does Taivis do that because Taivis and Zvara argue with Rashi? And if we're going to make a Shas Machlekes here, that Rashi holds, you're allowed to make a Diak. Why did you say one? You shouldn't have, if you pick one in the middle, there's a list of 20 things and you say an exception by one, we can make a diak. It's not by everywhere else. And Taivis holds it's not a valid diak. Or, in theory, Taivis might have agreed with Rashi. But, okay, well, it's still called the same thing. But Taivis is bothered that Dekanami means that the Gemara is giving its stamp of approval to this diak. Like, it's a really good diak. And if it's a really good diak, then what does Abaya do? So Taivis has to find a duel in the diak. So yeah, the diak is that it's based on a kosher game.
But once Tosas is doing that because of a problem that he has, in the next place where we're going to have a similar situation, yeah, he's going to have to stick to this system. He can't all of a sudden, hop onto Rashi's system.
I hear. So I was wrong. At the end of the day, Taivis, it just maybe you're saying that this is Taivis' hechra.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Taivis is going to have to come out that without the koshkan, there's no such diak. Because if there is a diak without the koshkan, so forth, the bai is still shver. Yes, you're right. So in other words, the mice, so we have a machlokes between Rashi and Taivis. The only question is, what motivated Taisus to argue with Rashi? Did Taisus argue with Rashi because Taisus is a man of emes? He has Bekias and Shas, and he knows that this is not a valid diak. And the fact that you said it by one is not an indication, is not a kasha, because it could be a call Yotzim in a cloud, lo the Hatzbo Yotzim, and a call Kula Yotzim. You make a binyan av. I said it by one, and I just picked one, and you can't make a diak. Rashi says, I would say that if you wanted to make an exception by one, you either pick the first one, the last one, but not stam one random in the middle. Taivis holds that's not true. And so the reason why Taivis argues with Rashi is because Taivis knows from Bekias and Shas that Rashi's wrong. Or, in theory, there's no Bekias and Shas that Rashi's wrong. And therefore, Taivis and Svara could have heard that Rashi is right. but he's bothered by a problem. If it's such a good diak, then what's Abaye going to do? If he doesn't like the Nesivus's answer, because obviously he didn't give it, so he obviously didn't like it. So his answer for Abaye is that since the diak is only based on the kosher gain, so if Abaye doesn't hold the kosher gain, so then there's no diak. So, which is what he says later. So therefore there's no kosher gain. That's good for what he's saying in the next isis. So by making the diak based on the kosher gain, so he leaves a way out for Abaye to avoid the diak. So Tavis Mineya Bay in the Suga is very nice. He makes the diak different than Rashi in a way so that there's a way of saying that Abaye doesn't have to hold it a diak. Right?
Doesn't that Gufa take off a Dekanami?
Yes, a Dekanami was predicated on the assumption that they held a Dira Shiny in Svara. According to
with the culture, I'm saying, but if you Gufa say that Abaye says it's not like that, it's not called a Dekanami.
I hear. It's a little funny, yes. It's a little funny that you're the Gemara is saying Dekanami, especially with Rashi learned that Dekanami the deer is shiny. I don't think Davis could ever learn Dekanami deer is shiny because the whole Dekanami is predicated on the fact that we already hold it as far as deer is shiny, right? If you don't hold it as far as deer is shiny, then there's no Dekanami according to Tysus. It's mamish circular. If you don't hold that all of the Svara of Dira Shiny, then there's no kosher came. Then according to Tavis, there would be no diak. So the whole diak was predicated on the fact that you hold it as far as Dira Shiny to a certain extent. So Dekanami, that so you can't say Dekanami that there's a Svara of Dira Shiny because based on the Svara of Dira Shiny, I got a diak. And then you say, but an Abaye won't hold the deer as shiny. You know? So Taifas probably has to learn the Dekanami is that Rav is right. And Fakir, Merzang deer is shiny. And Avada, everyone holds as far as deer is shiny, the Gavaldi Gasvara. And Dekanami, because deer is shiny is such a Gavaldi Gasvara, we got a Raya that Rav is right.
Isn't it possible to say that Dekanami can be different levels? The Gemara's Tarot says Dekanami is very powerful. It could change the whole halacha of Rava. Even if you don't hold that far, it's not so likely that you don't have a chlal as far of Dira. So the Tana of the Braisa in trying to clarify the halacha still should have picked the smallest chiddush.
In other words, you're saying that even if you don't hold the far of Dira shiny to the extent that it's going to override Rava's halacha, but still it's a shtickle svara. And there's... So you shouldn't have picked that case. Yeah, I hear
it's
that.
It's enough for a day, Konami. Come on, Abaye is on the third level. He's not going to sit at all.
I know that you're saying, you know, you're saying that the when Tavis says it's a kosh game, the Dira, he doesn't necessarily mean the level of Dira shiny to the extent that the Gemara says it. The Gemara says Dira shiny to the extent. Yeah, that's true too. I happen to have said that in the morning.
But it's also meduyuk in that. And ice was the way.
Let me just say what he just said, because he said that a good point. He's just saying that the Gemara is using Dira Shiny to override Rava's halacha. Rava holds you're not allowed to be Simei. Dira Shiny is saying it's such an exception in halacha. Even though in Koa Tara Kula you're not allowed to be Simei, it's an Isser Mazik, whatever. Dira Shiny caused the Rabbanon to change the halacha's Mazikin and allow you to be mazik, because the deer is shiny, because I need it. So that's a radical, radical chiddush. But that there is a svara of deer is shiny, it maybe Tavis feels is pashut. It just is not such a radical pashut that will do, be able to override Rava. So still, when you had a choice of where to pick, if you were saying like Abaye, and you were trying to tell you it's mutter, you shouldn't have picked the case of Dira. Because for it, there's a shtickle svar of Dira Shiny.
That's why Tysus is saying, and Abaye holds nothing. It's not lo yehavi shum chiddush. That's what he means over there. It's a zero. There's no right. Svar at all.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I want to go further in this tesis. And this little type is Dekanami. This is the first one with what we're doing. David says, "Ta'af agav ta'ave dira delay." David says, "You know, let me share Konami what this was. What did I get? Hocher Ashmin and the Rebusa. Ta'af agav ta'ave dira delay." So David says, "Mashma." That only this is gira delay, and the other cases are not gira delay. Right, that's what it's mashma. So Tavis seems to say in his next step that only this is a case of gira delay. So I did not go through the cheshbon, but the Dr. Begida was screaming at me that Tysus later, on the day, says, Diria Maskalema, the Ave Kulo Giri delay. I have to read that Tysus. But Tysus and Lachovke Beis, Amadeis. I didn't do this Bekias, go through so far in Bekias. But Tavis and Chav Beis Amud Beis, Diria Maskel Lema, it's a little Tysus. So Tavis says, Vahave Kulo Gira Delay. So the question is there a steer in Tysim? Our Tavis says that only these cases are Gira Delay, it's what it sounds like he's saying. That there's a special Kiddush here. Because over here is Gira Delay, but other cases are not Gira Delay. That seems to be the next step in Tysus. And on Chav Beis, Amud Beis, Tysus is saying that they're all Gira Delay. Okay, anyway, that was a question which I did not answer because I don't have the Bekias. So if we could spend a little time thinking about. We'd like to do that. Okay. All right, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good. Good night.
Thank you.